Not long after computer screens went blank, lights went out, and subways ground to a halt, officials announced the blackouts were not the result of a terrorist attack. It's still unclear what actually caused the power outage, but the rate at which it collapsed raised concerns about the vulnerability of the aging infrastructure. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
With the 2-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks quickly approaching, there were initial concerns that the widespread power outages was the work of terrorists. But it didn't take long to dismiss that idea, says Michael Jent, the president of the North American Electric Reliability Council, which monitors the power industry.
Physical terrorism is fairly easy to rule out. There's no evidence of a blow-up, or there's no evidence of anybody breaking into something.
And Jent says there's no sign of a cyber attack on the power grid.
We have logs on all of our critical facilities. They're called intrusion detection systems, and they develop logs. And it's virtually impossible to get into a system without leaving some tracks.
Jent says investigators haven't found any tracks left by hackers. But he says the industry has been vigilant recently, especially after a cyber worm disrupted millions of computers earlier this week. And the nation's electrical grids have long been viewed as possible terrorist targets, says Philip Jenkins, a professor of history at Pennsylvania State University.
In the 1930s, for example, there was a far-right terrorist network in New York City, and they particularly planned to target the powerhouses and shut down the electricity. In the 1970s, when William Pierce wrote his book, The Turner Diaries, which is a fantasy about the fascist revolution in the United States, he repeatedly talks about the idea of hitting electricity and water supplies. So this is anything but new.
What has changed, Jenkins says, is how easily terrorists can bring down a system and create widespread havoc.
The sort of people who attacked on 9/11, many of those were engineers. They know clearly a vast amount about this sort of thing. You know, I'm sure they sat there for a long time with their computer simulations of the World Trade Center before organizing the attack. So clearly these are the sort of people who could shut down a network like this.
Concern about that vulnerability was heightened after the September 11th terrorist attack, says John McCarthy, the executive director of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Project at George Mason University. Since those attacks, he says, the government has been quietly but aggressively repairing security flaws in the nation's infrastructure. McCarthy says part of that has been an increased coordination between the Department of Homeland Security and the utilities industry.
There's a tremendous amount of activity and planning that goes on, exercises, discussions, workshops, and day-to-day contact between senior government executives and senior industry executives.
McCarthy says undoubtedly the two sides are working in tandem right now to determine how to improve and protect the nation's aging power grids. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.